Pretty Polly by Dick King-Smith. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
Read by Jane Asher. It lasts 2 hours 15 minutes. Here is a brief description of the book. Abigail would love a parrot, but they're too expensive, so she decides to teach one of her father's chickens to talk instead. To the amazement of Abigail's family, she succeeds. Soon they have to stop Polly being quite so chatty. This book has 15 chapters and is on one CD. This is a Daisy recording and has one level of navigation to indicate the start of each chapter. This book also features phrase-level navigation on compatible players. This book was published by BBC Audiobooks in 2008. This copy has been made under a CLA licence for the use of visually impaired people and may not be further copied, including any electronic copying or transmission. Copyright in this recording vests in BBC Audiobooks.
Chapter 1. A Brood of Chicks. "Pretty Polly," said Abigail to the parrot in the pet shop. The parrot said nothing. "Perhaps he doesn't talk," said Abigail's mother.
"Oh, yes, he does," said the owner of the pet shop. "He's a good talker, he is. You ask him the right question, he'll answer. Ask him his name."
"What's your name?" said Abigail.
"Peter," said the parrot. "What's yours?"
"Abigail."
"Ha, ha, ha, ha," said the parrot. "What a stupid name."
"Don't worry," said the shopkeeper, smiling. "He says that to everyone."
"What else can he say?" asked Abigail.
"Oh, lots of things," said the shopkeeper. "Can't you, Peter, eh?"